Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Thousands of protesters took to the streets across California over the weekend, riled up by the passage of Proposition 8, the ballot initiative that outlawed same-sex marriage. They marched in Sacramento, San Francisco, Oakland, Los Angeles, Orange County, and San Diego, in many cases outside Mormon, Catholic, and evangelical churches that supported Prop 8's passage. The Pacific Fishery Management Council has voted to dramatically change the way it regulates ground fishing. Among other things, the new approach would eliminate rules that force commercial fishermen from Morro Bay on the central coast to Puget Sound in Washington State to shovel tons of dead cod, hake, rockfish, flounder, and sole overboard because they don't have the right permits. Snow has returned to the Sierra Nevada. That's good news for skiers and for the more than 400 glaciers that dot the range. For centuries, the snows have kept those glaciers intact, but that appears to be changing, as Sasha Coca found on a recent expedition in Yosemite. She filed this report for our continuing series, Climate Watch.
Our journey to the Dana Glacier starts near Tioga Pass. I meet up with Hassan Basajic, a glacial geographer from Portland State University. He's part of a team of researchers keeping the only detailed inventory of Sierra Nevada glaciers. Basajic has collected historic photos of glaciers from the 1880s, and he travels through the Sierra retaking those pictures today. He starts our trek by telling me there's no real trail to the Dana Glacier. He's found his way up here before with little more than a topo map and the old photos.
Sometimes you get lucky and you catch a little animal path, and sometimes you don't. You have to do a little bit of a thwack.
I follow Basajic on a grueling hike across meadows through thick brush and stands of willow trees. We clamber up a two-mile jumble of basketball-sized rocks. Basajic explains we're actually walking on a moraine, a river of rock left behind by receding glaciers. It's the kind of clue John Muir followed more than a century ago when he documented 65 glaciers in this part of the Sierra. He made the case that glaciers, or slow-moving rivers of ice, sculpted Yosemite Valley. The air is getting thinner, and after 4 hours, I catch my first view of the Dana Glacier and the spectacular turquoise lake below it. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a blue lake.
With the glacier reflected in it.
So around the turn of the century, the ice was filled right up to that point. Looks like someone let the air out of it. So it just kind of looks smeared along the side of the mountain there.
We're standing at the spot where surveyor I.C. Russell snapped a black and white photo back in 1883. Basajic has brought a copy and now finds the exact position to take a duplicate.
And what I usually do is take a series at different, slightly different heights so I get it just right. So that's one.
A photo Basajic took 2 years ago revealed that since 1883, two-thirds of the Dana Glacier has disappeared. He thinks it looks even smaller this time. The glaciers are melting faster because overall temperatures in the Sierra are rising. As more rain falls instead of snow, it's harder for a glacier to replenish itself.
So this water is actually running down underneath the rocks we're walking on top of. So this is basically Dana melting underneath us?
Yep, so this is Dana Glacier meltwater right underneath us.
At 11,500 feet, when we finally get up close to the glacier, I have to say it looks pretty disappointing. A big patch of dirty ice with boulders poking out.
In 1883, when Russell was here, we'd be under ice right now. And this whole empty bowl that we see in front of us would have been completely filled with ice as well. So being here actually gives you a more of a feel of how much ice was actually here and how much volume of ice is lost.
It's hard to tell just how much ice remains below the surface. That's why another team of scientists is taking laser readings from an airplane to measure the depth of these glaciers.
Off the cuff, I'd say that
we may lose those glaciers in something like 20 to 50 years.
Greg Stock is the park geologist for Yosemite.
And I think the Dana Glacier would be a good candidate for that. That glacier looks like it's close to thresholding away from a glacier and becoming a stagnant ice patch.
Standing in Yosemite Valley, Stock points to its famous granite peaks. They were formed by glaciers too, as John Muir famously insisted. Glaciers have melted and grown, advanced and receded over tens of thousands of years. But Stock says the melt we're seeing now is different.
What's so different about today is greenhouse gas levels are at least twice as high now than they've ever been in the past half million years or so. That's very clear from those records.
Glaciers are an important bellwether for climate change because they react fast enough for people to notice a difference within just a few years. And Stock says humans are almost certainly causing these glaciers to melt faster. Makes you wonder what John Muir would say about the dramatic demise of what he called the living glaciers of the Sierra.
But things have changed, I see. Half of those glaciers have now disappeared entirely, and the rest are fading fast.
Lee Stetson has been playing John Muir at the Yosemite Visitor Center for 26 years, sporting a long white beard and suspenders. His newest show highlights what John Muir might say if he were back from the dead.
Now, I know glaciers are chased out of one beautiful form into another like much else, but to the degree that Lord Man is doing the chasing, it really ticks me off.
And so that's what Stetson calls his new show. John Muir is back, and boy, is he ticked off. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Yosemite.
Find out exactly what it takes to see Dana Glacier up close at californiareport.org/climatewatch. You'll find an audio slideshow, video moments, and more. That's the California Report for Monday, November 10th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. urscorp.com. The Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. And the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California. On the web at calhospitalcompare.org.